You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Betty Brennan, owner, president, and co-founder of Taylor Studios Incorporated, that designs and builds exhibits for museums, nature centers, and other sites that has a story to tell. Their work can be seen across the country and in several other countries as well. Betty, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. So tell us, you say entrepreneurs have more fun. Why would you say that?
Well, you know, I think as an entrepreneur, you set your own path. It's a grand adventure, you know, kind of like Lewis and Clark. They had to go explore the West. You know, it was their destiny, and they had a lot of help along the way, and President Jefferson and so forth, and some grizzly bears to overcome, and some tough winters. But overcoming challenges, I think, leads to a fulfilling life. And you can kind of look back on what you accomplished and said, I did this. And depending on the choices you make, you know, you may have some more freedom of when and how and where you work. I also believe that you should follow your bliss, and that's a phrase coined by Joseph Campbell, and he corrected it later and said, you know, follow your blisters, because it will take hard work. But, you know, I love this business I've created, and I'm very passionate about it, and it's just exciting and adventurous to go to work every day. And I believe if you're passionate about your work, it'll be a grand journey and more fun. You know, I think you become a better person through learning that it's going to take. I think it creates a meaningful life by overcoming those challenges. And you also get to help people and learn to lead.
Make some great points there. Your business is so unique. Tell me about it and how you decided to go into this line of work.
Well, sure, and you kind of described it a little bit, but what Taylor Studios plans and designs and fabricates exhibits for a wide variety of clients like nature centers, museums, visitor centers, universities, corporations. And I would imagine your listeners would recognize some of those, like Gettysburg National Park, the National Park Service, Adler Planetarium, the World War II Museum, formerly called the D-Day Museum, even the Pentagon. You know, and our mission is to create products and experiences that inspire people. And so you could even see this experience at the Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center in Washburn, North Dakota, and immerse yourself in their experience. So we've been creating these experiences for hundreds of clients for well over 20 years. And I think, you know, maybe this started and why I did this. I grew up on a farm in central Illinois, and I was my dad's helper. So I was outside all the time, breaking my own trail, you know, learning a love of the outdoors. We do a lot of natural history. So I have a love of the outdoors and nature and archaeology and paleontology. But that farm life, you know, creates some independence because you're kind of out there on your own sometimes. And it, you know, creates problem solving skills and all of that. So that may have been my foundation. And then I went off to college, and I met the co-founder of the company. He's no longer a partner, but he was the artist, and he was working for a taxidermist. You know, it was probably about 19 back then, 20 years old, and they got a project to build trees for nature centers. And so we learned that there was a whole industry that did this, and that's pretty cool. So after college, he went on to work for a competitor while I finished my MBA. And then I created a business creating interactive computer programs for museums. But eventually we decided we should combine our skills and created Taylor Studios. And we both were passionate about history and nature. So it was an ideal industry for us.
What a journey. Now, as far as business techniques and practices are concerned, why is goal setting important to you?
Yeah, it's pretty critical. So, you know, back to that same story, you know, I was about 19 when I met Joe, and I told him sort of brazenly and, you know, probably a fun night that, you know what, someday I'm going to make the Inc. 500 list. And then 10 years later, we accomplished that. So I think it's just really important to have a long-term vision. You have to know where you're going, or you're kind of a ship without a rudder or destination. You might wander around aimlessly without accomplishing much. And I think setting goals leads to planning and work. So we set quantifiable objectives and goals all the time. We have coaching with employees. You know, it's an intellectual exercise. And as Peter Drucker says, that degenerates into work. When you set goals, it degenerates into work. And the future will not happen if one wishes hard enough. It has to lead to action. And it's proven that if you write down goals, they are way more likely to happen. I think it's also important for a leader to have a vision for the team. They need to know where they're going. You know, just like Thomas Jefferson did for Lewis and Clark, you know, they set a vision for that mission. And it's important, though, to also have both short and long-term goals. So we set 90-day goals that then, you know, lead us towards that long-term mission. Goals also help set accountability, make sure that it happens. You know, if you set quantifiable goals, it basically keeps you on the right path. And I think, you know, a quote by Henry Paulson, he's the chairman and CEO of Goldman Sachs at one time, he said, "Real happiness comes from striving to do something that isn't easy and then succeeding at doing it. If you set yourself a large, difficult goal, you could get great pleasure from striving to reach it, tremendous confidence from actually reaching it, and satisfaction from completing it." So it's just really important to set those goals.
Today we're joined by Betty Brennan, owner and president and co-founder of Taylor Studios Incorporated, that designs and builds exhibits for museums, nature centers, and any other sites that has a story to tell, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Betty, what are some of the most important decisions entrepreneurs have to make, and how have you gone about making these?
Well, I think, you know, one of the most important decisions is who to hire. You know, and back to goal setting, it's also about having a mission, you know, having some core values and having a vision clearly defined, and that will help you pick the right team members. It actually took us a long time to figure that out, that we needed to hire for attitude and culture. You know, you can teach skills, but you can't change attitude. And today now, I joke that it only took 20 years, but now we have a really strong team and culture, and it's just a pleasure to go to work every day. I think some of the other big decisions you have to make is how to finance your business. And for me, in the early years, I bootstrapped it, you know, and I would recommend that versus a large amount of debt. I think it's, you know, how you budget and prioritize the direction of your business is a really important decision. There's so many options and so many things you can do, and there's just limited resources, so you have to figure out what to focus on. And I have to admit that I'm always coming in here and go, hey, let's do that. Hey, let's go like that. And my team helps me, you know, stay on track, and, you know, I tell them to make sure I prioritize. I think the other thing is how you differentiate your business in your industry. You have to offer some better value than the competition. And for us, you know, we're an artistic business run by an MBA, so therefore we focus on process and procedure, and that brings some differentiation in our arena. And our quality, we're the only company in the industry that offers a 10-year warranty on our work. And then another tough thing is when to fire. And I would say usually people take way too long to figure that out, you know, firing for attitude or so forth. And so there's many tools you can use to help you make those decisions. You know, obviously you look for best practices, you know, research what other people have done. We often do a pro-con analysis. I certainly get input from my team, and I think it's really important to get input from outside experts. You know, you're not going to be able to know everything as the entrepreneur. You know, to a certain degree, I think I'm a generalist, so I really rely on outside experts to guide me. I think you can also consult your numbers. You know, the data will tell you the truth, so make sure you understand your finance and your data, whether it's in sales or accounting or time goals and production, those types of things. I think you got to experiment and learn from your failures. I think only those that fail actually succeed. And we have things like lessons learned, you know, from projects where there's something that went wrong so that we don't make the same mistake twice. And I think you have to be curious and open-minded, or you're not going to be innovative and creative. So you have to use that in your decision-making, too, and listen to others. And you have to know, as a leader, you're not going to please everyone, and you have to make the hard decisions. You know, may not be liked along the way when you do that.
So true. Great information. Certainly appreciate all this sound advice. Tell us what's next for you and or the company.
Well, you know, we've focused on museums and nature centers and the like for over 20 years, and we really believe that our skill set will add value in other markets, so our path is to diversify. We recently created a new division called Flight Feather Design, which targets the healthcare industry, bringing nature into healthcare because nature is very, very healing. And, of course, we can help tell their history and do things like history walls and bring in themed elements and so forth, which are distracting and really helps the healing process. We can also help corporations tell their story through immersive experiences, and we have several corporate clients. You know, I think for me, I'm fortunate to have built such an awesome team, and now I can work on the business instead of in it. So I don't have to do daily operations. I can think about strategy and vision and the next thing for us. It's also given me the opportunity to donate my time elsewhere, and so I'm on several boards and kind of giving back to the community and so forth. And I have said that I would slow down a little bit and enjoy my hobbies. I like to travel, and I have horses, so I've been able to slow down a little bit in these last few years. I'm 47, and I had told them by the time I was 50, I'd work 30 hours a week, but not sure I can accomplish that, but I'll probably do other things. But I think it is important to get away from the business some, and I think it brings back creativity and self-awareness, which is really important to the business, to be able to keep that energy up to run the show.
Most definitely. We'll certainly have made some great points here as well. I'm sure the listeners can come away with really feeling good about what they can do as well, taking your advice there. Tell our listeners where can folks get more information about Taylor Studios online and how they can also be in touch.
Well, you can go to taylorstudios.com. That's our website, and we are on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. And so if you search for us that way, you will certainly find us. And I think to end with a quote from The Richest Man in Babylon is a book by George Clason, is men of action are favored by the goddess of good luck.
Well, Betty, we certainly do appreciate your time today and for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio. All the best.
Thank you very much.
We've been speaking with Betty Brennan, owner, president, and co-founder of Taylor Studios Incorporated, that designs and builds exhibits for museums, nature centers, and other sites that has a story to tell. And once again, the website of reference is taylorstudios.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for...
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.